Get ready, Cyclone Nation.
Down and Iowa State wins it.
3-point jumper right side, good.
Throws, caught, Petway, touchdown.
Shayok delivers a tough jumper.
And buries it, a three from the right corner.
Fire up the band.
Are you kidding me?
This is the Cyclone Insider on the Morning Kickstart with the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters.
With our Cyclone Insider, it is John Walters with us here this morning. John, how are you?
Doing well.
Well, last week it was a game that just had to get down to business and took care of it at West Virginia. Pretty well-played game for the most part for Iowa State.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, anytime you can go on the road into one of the more difficult environments in the Big 12 and win by 24, you're going to be very pleased with that. And, you know, especially when it was a 14-14 game at the half to completely dominate the second half the way that Iowa State did. Really, really impressive. And, you know, the defense was really good all day. The offense gave up a touchdown on a pick six, but the defense really only allowed one drive and for the second straight year held West Virginia under 200 yards. And I realize this isn't the West Virginia offensive juggernaut that last year's team was, but last year was a top 10 offense coming into Ames, and Iowa State suffocated them there. And then, you know, in this game, they just never really let them get on track, especially in the second half. And so really strong defensive performance, special teams were good. And then offensively, you know, to see Breece Hall emerge at running back and really have a great game. A lot of guys played well on that side of the ball, but, you know, especially fun to watch him kind of burst onto the scene.
You know, when you look at this Iowa State team, there's a lot of different aspects, and it seems like it's obviously not just one person. You know, a lot of the focus goes to Brock Purdy just because, you know, naturally the quarterback gets a lot of the attention. But past Brock Purdy, in your mind, who's really stood out that maybe you didn't think was going to stand out at this point in the season?
Well, I think when you look at, you know, the major injuries that have happened on the defensive side of the ball for this team, and I say major just because of the level of players that have been lost, not necessarily because of the amount of time that's been lost, because we'll have to wait and see on that. But, you know, for this West Virginia game, Jaquan Bailey, a preseason All-Big 12 selection, first team, wasn't available. Zach Peterson has been in his spot for a couple of weeks now and continues to do a tremendous job. Young guy from North Scott High School up in the eastern side of the state, the Quad Cities, and he's just been terrific and really one of the better defensive linemen that Iowa State's had all season. So he's stepped right in for Jaquan. And then Greg Eisworth was unable to play against West Virginia. And, you know, Braxton Lewis slid over to that spot, did a great job. And so, and then in the game, Orion Vance, who's been one of the better linebackers in the Big 12, got hurt. I don't think it's anything serious, but he didn't return. So the final three quarters, you know, you had Jake Hummel and some other number two linebackers out there, and they all did a great job. So I think that's the biggest thing. It's just the quality depth. You know, a few years ago, if Iowa State was to absorb those kind of injuries, it would be very difficult to do. But you're talking about Eisworth, a first-team All-Big 12 player, and Jaquan Bailey, a first-team All-Big 12 player, and Iowa State was able to put other guys in there and do a great job. So that's a very good sign for the you know, the present and the future of this program.
Yeah, really good stuff to hear. And of course, Iowa State's now 4-2 after that win against West Virginia over the weekend. Texas Tech, the Red Raiders, now the opponent this weekend. Iowa State on the road again. Texas Tech is 3-3. And obviously, Texas Tech always known for slinging the ball all over the place, which always presents some sort of a challenge. What do you think the biggest challenge this Saturday will be for Iowa State?
Yeah, they're still doing that. You know, it's a different coaching staff. Mm-hmm. Matt Wells comes in from Utah State, but he really had a great offense at Utah State. So it really isn't like they've changed a ton, even though the scheme's a little bit different. They're still very much focused on putting points on the board. And they play at one of the fastest tempos in college football. So they'll get up there and go. West Virginia did that a little bit last week, but as the game wore on, they didn't do it as much because you don't want to keep sending your defense back out there after three and outs. And Iowa State was continuing to force three and outs. We'll see how aggressive Texas Tech is this week. I think on their home field, they'll be very aggressive, especially early in the game, and really try to go jet tempo and keep Iowa State from substituting and try to get up and down the field quickly and score points. And Jet Duffy has come in at quarterback and really done a remarkable job. Their main quarterback, Alan Bowman, got hurt for the second year in a row. But Duffy stepped in there and was the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week against Oklahoma State, threw for about 440, and came back against Baylor last week and threw for well over 300. So he's about 800 passing yards in the last 2 weeks, and he's done a great, great job, and he's a very dangerous runner as well. So, you know, there's some amazing players in this conference that are stepping in and performing at a high level, and Texas Tech certainly has good quarterbacks, but excellent receivers. T.J. Vasher is a very talented receiver. And their defense, I think, has improved over the past few years and kind of what we've been used to from Texas Tech. I think there's a better emphasis on that side of the ball. So Iowa State's going to have to play well to win. Texas Tech's been playing well. You know, they beat Oklahoma State. They came back and almost beat Baylor. That was an overtime loss. So they're playing with a lot of confidence. They're on their home field with a chance for a big, big win. So Iowa State's going to definitely take their best shot, especially after beating them the last 3 years.
Well, have a great call on Saturday again, pregame at 9 and kickoff at 11 o'clock. Thanks, as always, for the time, John.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks.
Cyclone Insider with John Walters, every Thursday morning at 8:30 on the Morning Kickstart. Covering Cyclone territory, Iowa's best country, Kicks 101.1.